here is an interesting question. There is a dilemma between our Jewish pride and pragmatic safety, which means that some people will tell you that, listen, I'm a proud Jew, but, you know, if my life is in danger, maybe I should act differently. Or a better question is, what are you going to tell your kids? Are you going to tell your kids, if your kid is now going to a college on campus where they chase Jews into libraries and lock them there, or where they post real physical threats to Jews online, or where they do other terrible things to Jews, are you going to tell your kid to actually wear Star of David? Or are you going to tell them, you know what, when you'll come home, you'll put your Star of David on campus, you're going to better hide it? There are two separate things. Number one is our Jewish pride. And Jewish pride is important. As a matter of fact, the Torah says that if somebody forces us to do something the Jews don't do, we have to resist. So Jewish pride is very important. On the other hand, there's a difference between whether it is a Star of David or it is, let's say, a kippah. Why? Because a Star of David is not a mitzvah. A Star of David is a necklace or wherever you are wearing it, which is displaying your Jewish pride. But I promise you, in the Torah does not say anywhere, thou shalt wear a Star of David on your neck every day. I'm a rabbi. I read the Torah. I'm promising you it's not written anywhere. But the Torah does say that I have to wear a kippah. The code of Jewish law says that I have to have a mezuzah on my door. As a matter of fact, it's in the very five books of Moses, right there in Chumash. The Torah does say that I have to wear tzitzit. So now, if I will not be wearing a kippah because of my fear, then not only did they manage to make me not display an item of my Jewish pride, they also managed to force me not to do what Jews are meant to be doing. And that's the worst thing. So this is why there's a difference between items of pride and items of a mitzvah. So when it comes to items of pride, I will say, have your pride displayed as much as you can and do it. But when it comes to real danger, you know, maybe you need to take a more pragmatic approach. But when it comes to a mitzvah, the answer is we for sure should be doing a mitzvah, and mitzvahs protect us. So that's why not doing mitzvahs because of that is something that should be off the table. And I will tell you, I had many conversations now about people who were telling me, you know, because you're supposed to put a mezuzah on your door, and now there's so much anti-Semitism in the world, thank God we live in an area where we don't experience it as much, Baruch Hashem, thank God, but in some areas people are much more concerned. And people are saying, maybe I should take off my mezuzah because it's on the outside of my door and people see it and I'm concerned. In Europe, it's a real concern. So what is the answer? The answer is mezuzah is protecting you. Mezuzah is a mitzvah and it's protecting you. It is the same thing as saying, you know what? Because of a wave of robberies, I'm going to remove locks from my door. No. Locks is what helping you not to get robbed. Mezuzah is what's helping you to be protected. Yeah, but other people are seeing it and I'm concerned that they will identify me as a Jew and might want to harm me. So what is the answer? The answer is that because it's a mitzvah, we should not be backing down.